Oasis Audio presents On the Edge of the Dark Sea of Darkness by Andrew Peterson. Read for you by Peter Sandon. A brief introduction to the world of Ere We Are. The old stories tell that when the first person woke up on the first morning in the world where this tale takes place, he yawned, stretched, and said to the first thing he saw, "Well, here we are." The man's name was Duane, and the first thing he saw was a rock. Next to the rock, though, was a woman named Gladys, whom he would learn to get along with very well. In the many ages that followed, that first sentence was taught to children, and their children's children, and their children's parents, cousins, and so on, until, quite by accident, all speaking creatures referred to the world around them as Ere We Are. On Ere We Are, there were two main continents divided by one main ocean called the Dark Sea of Darkness. By the Fourth Epoch, the harsh land east of the sea had come to be known as Dang, and has little to do with this tale, except for the great evil that came to exist there and waged a great war on pretty much everybody. That evil was a nameless evil, an evil whose name was Gnag the Nameless. He ruled from high atop the Kilridge Mountains in the Castle Throg, and all of the things Gnag despised in Ere We Are. He most hated the High King Wingfeather of the Isle of Aniera. For some reason, no one could guess, Gnag and his wretched hordes had marched westward and gobbled up the shining Isle of Aniera, where fell the good king, his house, and his noble people. Unsatisfied, the nameless evil, named Gnag, built a fleet that bore his monstrous army westward across the Dark Sea of Darkness to the continent of Scree, and he ravaged